purpose, success, prosperity, personal, professional, and spiritual growth. Welcome to the Supercharge Your Life Show with Drs. Philip and Jane Mountrose. Lighten up yourself and your life. Hi, this is Philip Mountrose with my wonderful wife and partner, Jane. And hi, Jane. Welcome to the Supercharge Your Life Show. And we are your hosts on this podcast weekly, providing a key strategy every week. We've had 3 decades of experience in the fields of holistic life coaching and healing, published many works, directors of IHP, the International Association of Holistic Practitioners. And IHP is part of Awakenings Institute, a nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a more loving world. And we provide a strategy, a tip, a key for you each week. Today, lighten up yourself and your life. Jane?
Right. And as Philip suggested, putting it in the form of an affirmation, which is really valuable because you can repeat it to yourself so that you remember. Take a lighter look at yourself and your life. Or you could, it comes from the idea, don't take yourself and your life too seriously.
Exactly.
Which is really important, especially right now. These are serious times on a certain level, but the energy that we are vibrating really has a lot to do with the results that we're going to create. So really it's all about energy, or what we call aliveness. That's a word we like to use, because If you think about it, you want to feel more alive, right? And you want to focus on the things that bring more life to you.
He's alive. It's alive.
Right. So who doesn't want to feel more alive and joyful about the life you're creating? And thinking about this today, I also thought, well, you know, this might sound inappropriate even for what we're going through now because of the serious nature of the pandemic. But really, this is very practical. So just to kind of give an overview, feeling happier and more alive is good for, for one thing, your health and well-being, which includes the strength of your immune system. And that's very important right now. It's also supportive of your emotional well-being, your mental attitude, and your perspective on yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think ultimately the spiritual journey actually is, from my perspective, about a shift in our perspective on who we are and what's possible for us. Right. So if we can lift our spirits to a place where we feel better about ourselves, it's going to work better for us in all ways. Mm-hmm. And ultimately what supercharging your life means to us, or I think both of us, it's about creating a more energetic, prosperous, purposeful, and meaningful life, a more loving world. Mm-hmm. And it's about feeling free to be yourself and creating your life on your own terms. And it's interesting. We often talk to people about money because money is obviously a very important element on the level that we're on right now in our society. And if you ask people why they want more money or why they would want to be wealthy, one of the most frequent responses is because I want more freedom. And so if you think about it, actually what we're talking about is creating more freedom. And I wanted to kind of get us started off an exercise on the importance of aliveness so you can actually experience it very simply for yourself.
Yeah, it's from our Ultimate Paradigm Shift book.
Right, actually, which I have right here. We're going to use this a few times today, actually. So to begin, without resisting them or thinking I don't want to deal with this, notice how you feel as I read these kind of, they're repressive, heavy kind of destructive words: pandemic, crisis, loss, lack, fear, isolation, struggle, impossible, and no. And I'm going to read them again. And as I do, just allow yourself to kind of take them in and notice what happens to your posture and how you feel emotionally and how you feel about your possibilities and when you're kind of in that in that range. Pandemic, crisis, loss, lack, fear, isolation, struggle, impossible, and no. Now, of course, and I noticed actually, as I was reading the words, it's my posture wanted to go sync with every word right. A little further. And I could feel that I had less energy. So we're going to turn this around, of course. And now we'll do this as I read these light, encouraging words, noticing again what happens to your posture and how you feel as I read them. Miraculous opportunities, hope, optimism, love, angels, lightheartedness. Yes. Yes is a really good word. There's a reason why a lot of times marketers want to have evoke the word yes in people, because it lifts your spirits. Yes versus no. And I'm going to read them again. Notice again what happens to your posture, etc., as I read this lighter list. Miraculous opportunities, hope, optimism, love, angels, lightheartedness, and yes. And so the concept, of course, is you want to feel more alive. And if you focus on these things that lift your spirits, that happens. And then you're more resourceful. I think this is the most important point. You're more resourceful, meaning that you can make better decisions when you're in that place rather than down in the dumps somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, Philip, you want to share your perspective on this?
Right. A couple things about lightening yourself up is smiling more. I remember I did a video years ago called having a more attractive personality that a lot of people viewed on YouTube. And one of the things was to smile, interestingly enough. And there's a lot of research about smiling, even pretending you're smiling, which is very odd. Even putting yourself in that kind of, it sort of is that plastic look when you smile, but even getting yourself out of a frown, because think about when you're smiling or you look at someone who's smiling, you're warm, you're supportive, you're approachable, right? And that's inviting, it's charismatic. Whereas if you're frowning, say, or not smiling, you're looking rather cold and distant and hostile, perhaps. So, smiling improves your mood. Clearly, you're going to have more positive thoughts if you're smiling and positive feelings and energy. And think about it now. If you do smile, I mean, what's that like for you if you smile? What's it like for you, Jane?
Yeah, it's good. And I think it's easy also to make it genuine, at least for me and probably for many people. Just think about something that makes you feel good. Like I might think about one of our dogs kissing me.
Yes.
Or my husband kissing me. And
right.
It's interesting. We take pictures with each other sometimes and we'll kiss each other because after we kiss each other, we have a very nice smile on our face.
Right.
And so I remember actually when we started doing things like we're doing here, and I would look at my face and I would see, well, my face doesn't look really the way I want it to look. Then I started thinking about those things that make me feel better. And I think it's much more natural actually also through practice just for me to feel, to smile anyhow, because I'm happy to be here. And if I think about that, that's good. So yes, I agree. Smiling is great and eliciting it.
Yeah.
By just thinking about simple things that make you want to smile.
So if you're listening or watching this, you know, smile and notice what that's like for you. Just kind of observe yourself. I remember a piece of advice about being a presenter years ago, which stuck with me, was to smile more, which we're talking about. And the advice was notify your face. Because a lot of times we say, yeah,
jokes are good too.
Yeah.
Levity.
Yeah, you have this very grim look on your face and saying, I hope I'm smiling, you know. And
right. So right. And if you're thinking, well, gee, this is serious, we agree.
Mm-hmm.
And one, I think if you also put things into perspective in terms of where to place your focus, one of the first things that is really important is to let go of the things that you can't change in the moment. There are times to really to think about, well, is there anything I can do to help here? Is there anything I can do to support a shift in society or whatever it is that's important to you? And then so you have to let go of all the things that are not that. And yes, it's true, people are dying, and I certainly wish well everyone and want the best for everyone, and I'm compassionate for those who are directly experiencing suffering. So it's not about that. But in this moment, there's nothing I can do about that. And I can acknowledge that I wish all of that to be better, and that actually I feel with doing what we're doing, this is how we're playing our part.
Right.
And it is by helping people by first keeping our energy up. So it's the place of greatest possibility, you could say. And I mean, is there do you have any other thoughts, Philip, on justifications for why it's okay to keep your spirits up even though we're in this?
Well, you know, kind of like, what are your choices? I mean, you could be down in the dumps, Debbie Downer, Danny Downer, Philip Plopper, Philip Flounder, whatever, you know, your negative, you know, dwelling on the negative doesn't really help much. I mean, there's a certain gravity to our situation. And at a certain point, you have to release a lot of that so you can live your life and view it from a different perspective. And sometimes just smiling. And the next tip I was going to have was laughter, which is sort of smiling even more so.
A bigger form of smiling.
A bigger smile sort of starts with a smile, which again is a very kind of charismatic thing to do, to laugh, attractive. And there's the healing idea. Laughter is the best medicine.
Right. And again, that's another thing that brings your immune system up. So you could also say for both of those things, smiling and laughing or anything you do to lift your spirits is good for yourself and for society, because it's helping to boost your immune system. And the more people who do things on their own to boost their immune systems, probably the better off we all are.
Right. So
we share jokes sometimes about this too. What was the joke about the day pajamas and the night pajamas?
Oh, there's a critical advisory out that it's 8 p.m. and it's time to shift from your daytime pajamas to your nighttime pajamas.
I like that one.
Yeah. Here's another one. I'll share that for people who are...
Can I say one thing about that too?
Okay.
We're on that one.
Okay.
Dress in a way that makes you feel good too.
Yeah.
We get up and dress like we're doing something important today, regardless of whether we're going to leave the house or not. And most of the time we don't, other than walking the dogs or going to the park or something. These days we have a very narrow range.
Mm-hmm.
But dress in a way that makes you feel good about yourself and who you are, the person that you want to be.
Right.
So speaking of day pajamas.
so here's for people
who are... And nighttime, wear any pajamas you want. Or no pajamas.
Yeah. Or whatever you choose. And another thing, here's a little Facebook post we did. People who are on the podcast who are listening to audio, I'll describe it. There's a picture of an upside down cat. This is an actual picture. And the...
Very cute one.
the saying, the words next to it on this image of the cat upside down is, I tried to be normal once, worst 2 minutes of my life. We enjoyed that.
Right. That was just a share from someone else who was bold enough to share that. And it was really cute.
Yeah. So laughing removes toxins like crying. It builds your immune system. It decreases stress hormones. It can even burn off calories. A big thing, you know, laughter can burn off a certain amount of calories. Mm-hmm. I don't know if, I would do that as a weight regimen, but it's a little, you know, possible.
It wouldn't work if then you go and eat a whole vat of ice cream or something.
No, that wouldn't work. Something that I thought was a kind of a nice phrase to keep in mind for this lightening up yourself and your life here with the Supercharge Your Life show with Philip and Jane Mountrose is to remember a time that put a smile on your face or made you laugh. You know, think about that now while you're listening to this or watching it. I was thinking recently, our little new dog, Foxy, a terrier mixed dog, was like licking. Today, she was licking my neck intensely. You know how dogs that's repetitive. And, you know, yesterday she was licking my ear the same way, you know.
Yeah, they're pretty funny. It's interesting. When I go to the dentist, my strategy is usually to think about my favorite vacations. Mm-hmm. And if I have to be there for a while, I might go from the actual trips to some of the meals that I really enjoyed on those vacations, just to go into a lot of details. The point being that by the time I leave the dentist, I feel fabulous, which is really interesting in a situation that might not generally be considered too positive. And for me, generally is not, if I don't take my own steps to boost my spirits. But this is another thing. Think of times, some of the best times you've ever had in your life. Mm-hmm. Think of times when you've been out in nature and connect with the oneness. It's a slightly different state. It's not like a ha-ha happy state. It's a higher state. It's up there in that space of connectedness, which is really love and connectedness and unity, all those things, and oneness. They're all enveloped in that same kind of energy.
Right. And a few more things on laughing more. You may want to hang around with more fun-loving, playful people or listening to podcasts like Lighten Up Yourself in Your Life, this one, or others, and watch humorous movies or things that make you laugh in a good way. And you might want to play with children. And we talked about pets. Of course, they're always funny, or can be. And also make, sometimes you, it's good to make light of yourself and make light of challenges. We've told this story where we owned a rental timeshare, and one Friday night we got news that
it wasn't a timeshare, it was a rental condominium.
Condominium, yeah, years ago. And we got news on a Friday night that it had a serious fire was set off by a tenant there, a young child, And so at first we became very forlorn and shocked, actually. But thinking about it, we just said, what can we do? We can't really do anything on Friday night. There was a manager who was taking care of it. So we just popped open some champagne and celebrated, knowing something good would come out of this. And it worked out. You know, we survived and we got through it. And, you know, sometimes it's, you know, these things are going to be stories. You might as well just kind of live them enjoyably in the moment without getting overwhelmed by them.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and that's a really important point is, if you, some people would say that life is a game and you can make up the rules, you want to make it easy to win, or you want mm-hmm. to make it easy to make it enjoyable, or you want to make it easy to succeed, however you would look at some of your primary goals, mm-hmm. however you would make it easy for it to be meaningful. And another kind of related thought on that is to create a low bar for whatever it is that goal is. Like for me, I have a desire to successfully complete certain things each day, more or less. We mm-hmm. actually, we're pretty busy right now with the work that we do. And so I write down usually a list of just two or three things. I have one right here, actually, simple list. And then I'll check them off as I complete them. And sometimes the list is so simple, I finish it by noon even. And then I think, wow, I'm already a success.
Right.
Because it's all in your head.
Yeah.
You know, what is a success?
Yeah, it's very subjective. Yeah, and celebrate, say positive things to yourself when you complete, even small, minor things.
Yeah. Little,
and we often let them go unrecognized.
Right.
You know, have rituals, you know, give your, say that a boy, that a girl, good job. Give yourself a thumbs up or a high five or something. I mean, that may sound silly, which is part of the idea too, but it's also a very good habit to get into, a positive habit of just saying, hey, you know, that, hey. And if you look back at yourself in the evening or when you retire, all the good things you did, and that's one of the strategies we had in a previous show about starting off the day and ending the day on a positive note.
Right.
Yeah. Say, hey, wow, you know, I accomplished this and that and that. And hey, that's great. And you feel really good. And that's a way of lightening up your life.
Right. Right. And being the creator of your life. Ultimately, what we're talking about is being a creator of your life rather than being a victim of a life that's kind of laid out for you.
Yeah.
And so freedom and all those things play in. And it's interesting. We keep coming back to this theme. So I was thinking about that again today too, but it's important because it's a foundation. And actually I was just going to mention this book, The Ultimate Paradigm Shift, our book that's on Amazon, if you're interested in going into more depth on it. That's really the basis of it.
Right.
Is putting yourself energetically in a place where you can create what you want.
Exactly.
And so this is our focus now, is on creating what we want, both for ourselves and for the world, to create a more loving, healthy, conscious world.
Yeah, you get into a more present and spontaneous place. And that's my next tip after the smiling and laughing and making it easier on yourself, as Jane was saying, is being more spontaneous. I read an interesting little story about Jim Carrey, the movie actor, comedian, in Jim Quick's book, Limitless. And he talked to Jim Carrey and he asked Jim Carrey about kind of why he behaved the way he did. And this was an interesting response. And I'm going to paraphrase it here. Jim Carrey said something like, well, I'm able to act in that very spontaneous kind of crazy way because it allows people to have more self-expression and not worry about what other people think. Because he's so outrageous. If he can do all those crazy things, you know, maybe we can do just things probably much less outrageous. Because a lot of us are worried about what people think, people that we don't really even that care about or aren't really going to make a difference. And if they do make a difference, then it's someone who's going to support us, of course. So the whole thing is based on a very childhood adolescent way of viewing the world. And when you wake up to it, you go, wow, you know, I can be whoever I want to be. I can be free.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And when you think, here we are, we're in very, what people consider very constricted possibilities. And we're a little kind of antsy ourselves about it, but there's a lot to be grateful for. The gratitude is another really great thing to focus on. And also, I was just kind of playing in my hand with this beautiful heart. It's a selenite heart that actually, I got this on Amazon. They're $10 for this beautiful selenite heart. It has a very high vibrational energy. And I sit
no,
here.
No commission on that.
No. And I have this one too, this little pink heart. And I just, while we've been talking, I was just holding them and kind of in my hand and playing with them a little bit. Have things around you that make you happy. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take much. I mean, one of these things, it's not like a big deal, but that makes me happy. Or here's a little picture I have. I've showed this one before too, which I think is a very important thing right now too. Mm-hmm. Trust the journey.
Right.
And I think we have all kinds of little things in our environment. And if you look at them, they make you happy. So this one, Philip gave me this, which I thought was so sweet. You make my heart happy.
Right.
So I have that. And just many other things. So set yourself up with things. Fresh flowers, you know, one fresh flower even. Buy yourself a rose or something. Mm-hmm. You know, get an orchid, a plant.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Make your environment make you feel good. Make you
right. Happy. Yeah. Set yourself up for it.
Yeah. And then it's easier to laugh and let go and smile and laugh and all the things we've been talking about.
Right. Right. And just enjoy it. Dance, dance, jump, sing.
Whistle.
Actually, one of our students was reporting to us just the other day that she hadn't been singing. Do you remember that, Philip?
Yes, Yvonne, actually, you mean?
You want to share that story?
Yeah, she just woke up and suddenly her kind of heart moved, that she just opened up her heart and we do a lot of coaching and healing, and people remove a lot of blocks and things that weigh them down, the heavy frown part. And she just woke up very happy and hadn't sung for many years. And she was just singing songs like she used to. Made her feel very happy.
Really right. Yeah.
And there's that song, always look at the bright side of life, which of course, ironically was in that Monty Python movie. It was kind of like, it was sort of a parody of Christ being crucified. And they were always saying, look at the bright side of life. But I mean, the absurdity of that, even in the most absurd times, you can still look at the bright side of life as maybe the gallows humor of that one. But it's kind of a nice verse, look at the bright side of life.
Right. Yeah. And express gratitude for the things that you have and for the health that's coming to the world. Yeah. You can express gratitude for the things that we want mm-hmm. to have occur too, not mm-hmm. just for the things that are occurring now.
Right. Right.
I think people are getting the idea, hopefully.
Yeah. Anything else, Jane? I kind of covered most of my key lighthearted points.
No, I think that we made the point, and as we mentioned, the Ultimate Paradigm Shift has a lot more on that.
Right.
Some of our favorite ones, and really goes into a lot more depth about it, and connecting, you know, with the truth within that also fosters that kind of a state, a more
right
uplifted state.
So remember, with the keys of the shows here, the Supercharge Your Life shows like this one, Lighten Up Yourself and Your Life. Use them, put them into practice this week and going forward. They're usually pretty straightforward, something you can do. And if you want to know more, you can find out more at our website, very extensive with a lot of courses, books, trainings, free offerings at gettingthrough.org, getting thru.org/holistic, getting thru.org/holistic. And we value your support and tuition for our courses and other purchases support our mission at Awakenings Institute, our nonprofit organization of helping to create a more loving world. And if you could share this message, share this show, share this podcast with others, we'd appreciate that too. Have a wonderful week.
Bye.